السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله، the فضل كرم and إحسان of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We find ourselves on the first Jumu'ah in this Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. Sometimes a ni'mat that we have, we don't realize the value of it. But there were two people in the time of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They both had accepted Islam, and the one shortly after accepting Islam, he went in jihad, he became shaheed. Now, such a noble mot, to be a shaheed. And then, the other one lived for one more year. And after that, he passed away. But it's mentioned that this person who passed away later, he is far higher, far ahead than the person who passed away as a shaheed. So Sahaba Rinnanum also, they queried, that man passed away as a shaheed, and now how come this person got such a high rank? So it was asked of them that where is his salah? Where is his soam? In other words, he lived for another one more year. So didn't he read so many more namazes? He saw another Ramadan, so he got another Laylatul Qadr. He kept so many more rozas. So what about all that? He has to be rewarded for that. So this time that Allah Ta'ala has given us, and Allah Ta'ala gives us these Mubarak months, these Mubarak moments, is a great, great ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Now it's either a person is going to value it, or a person is just going to while away his time. That's left up to the individual. So you either on the day of Qiyamah have regrets, or on the day of Qiyamah you are smiling. One of the two. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, na'am barakatuhu, mentioned this one incident. Can't remember who the alim was. So his son gave bayan. Jummah, ye bayan, khutbah. So after the Jummah finished, so the father asked him, said, so what niyat you made? You give the bayan, give the khutbah, what niyat you made? So he said, no, I made niyat that this is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give khutbah. So I'm making amal on the sunnah. So the father told him, well, your reward will be that. You made that niyat, so you get that reward. But had you made niyat that, Ya Allah, through this talk of mine, let hidayat spread to entire mankind, then your sawab would have been that also. So a person comes into the masjid and says, I'm going to talk to my Allah. He comes with that mindset. He sits, he makes some dhikr, he's being rewarded accordingly. Another person comes, now we have to go there, now we just sit around, if I dream is okay, I fall off to sleep, wake up, whatever. It's just now, I have to do it, so I'm doing it and I'm going. So he will just be that he fulfilled his faraz, that much. But all the beauty, the perks, the barkat, the nuraniyat, that he's going to be deprived of. So Ramadan Sharif also, if a person, he said, right now I have to wake up for Sehri, I must just stay hungry till iftar, and then I have to stand for Tarawih. Now, if I don't stand for Taraweeh, my father is going to shout me, or the town people, they look at me, what's wrong with this person? What kind of a Muslim is he? Or if you are like in your situation in the madrasa, then you get in trouble. So that's why you're standing for Taraweeh. Then you'll get that much. That, okay, you fulfilled your obligation of fasting, and you fulfilled the sunnah of standing in Taraweeh. But that person who really checks that what is this Ramadan Sharif all about? That Allah Ta'ala wants me to develop taqwa. That all the time I must be conscious of Allah Ta'ala. And now he looks at Ramadan Sharif in that way. When he's reading his Taraweeh, see, standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, the kalam of Allah Ta'ala is being recited. So many times I'm allowed to bow down, to go into sajda. The closest I can get to my Allah is when I'm in sajda. Now a person is reading like that. Now he's getting something else. He's getting something else in his Taraweeh. He will get something else from his roza. So with regards to this roza, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this fasting has been made farz so that you develop taqwa. You must get taqwa. Taqwa, to put simply, that a person who gets taqwa, so all the time he is in the yard of Allah Ta'ala. All the time he is thoughtful of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is looking at me. I must not do anything that displeases my Allah. And every moment is a moment to impress. You know, you get a person newly married. Newly married wants to impress his new bride. So it's a hard job. In the early days, a hard job. He's worried how he's walking, how he's talking, how he's eating, how he's going toilet, everything was, he must impress her now. Now she's looking at him, she's observing him. So he must impress her. A person at job, took on a new job, now he wants to impress the boss at all time, want to impress. You get a new builder, initially he wants to impress. After he gets comfortable, then he says, Mar latas, carry on, take it for granted. But in early days, I need to impress. A mu'min who has got taqwa, every moment is a moment to impress. Allah Ta'ala is looking at me all the time. All the time Allah is looking at me. Any moment is an opportunity for me to impress Allah Ta'ala. And how I'm going to impress Allah Ta'ala? By following the sunnah. That's what Allah loves. That's what Allah Ta'ala adorned his beloved. The beloved of Allah Ta'ala is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala adorned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with what Allah Ta'ala loves. How Allah Ta'ala wants to see us eating, how he wants to see us speaking, how he wants to see us interacting. Everything Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. Those are all our jewels. If we bejewel ourselves with the sunnah, now we will attract the attention of Allah Ta'ala. And we will be impressing Allah Ta'ala. I was mentioning to a few students the other day that Allah Ta'ala is not like insan. Insan, one day certain thing impresses him, another day is not in the mood, the same thing doesn't impress him. Allah Ta'ala is not like that. The relationship with Allah Ta'ala is simple. Whatever Allah Ta'ala, whatever makes Allah Ta'ala razi today, will make Allah Ta'ala razi all the time. Whatever makes Allah Ta'ala naraz, will make Allah Ta'ala naraz all the time. It doesn't fluctuate. Today, a person is feeling like eating a certain thing today. Tomorrow is not feeling for it. So insan has got all these temperaments and emotions and all that. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have all that. Allah's system is simple. To become Allah's beloved is very, very easy. Very easy. So the question is, that this exercise of Ramadan Sharif, how is it going to bring the taqwa? How is it going to bring the taqwa? You see, when a person, he goes to a sheikh, he goes to a khanqa, what he is looking for? He's looking for the same thing. He wants taqwa. He wants a life, he wants to become from the muttaqeen. He wants a life of taqwa. So, the mashayikh, they will prescribe four things. Right? Four things. They work with four things. So this we heard from our Hazrat Imam Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. We heard from our Hazrat Imam Ispatiya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. We heard from our Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Daun Barakatuh. We heard from our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Daun Barakatuh. And many other mashayikh and ulama. Most mashayikh in tasawuf, they will teach you this. You read kitabs on tasawuf, on akhlaq, this will be mentioned there. That you have to make mujahada. Now mujahada, you make in four ways. Four ways you make mujahada. The first thing is qillati ta'am. You must eat less. When the utensil of the stomach is not full, then ilm and hikmat grows in that body. But overeating deprives a person of true ilm and hikmat. Right? So you eat less, number one. Now in Ramadan Sharif, sometimes people say, I eat more. They end up eating more. Right? So although a person may eat more, and our Hazrat Mawlana Ispatiya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, sometimes people even pick up weight in Ramadan Sharif. All the goodies they're having, they don't have it out of Ramadan, they're eating it in Ramadan Sharif. Sometimes people pick up weight too in Ramadan Sharif. But the fact that the eating times are altered, it's a shock to the system. You see, it shocks the system. That a person can't just, this morning one person sent a message, I was extremely thirsty. Now not thinking, I just went and drink water. Because normally if you're thirsty, so you'll go and drink water. But now when you're fasting, you are conscious, even if I'm thirsty, I can't drink. Hazrat mentioned, say certain places, 50 degree heat. Certain places you get up to 50 degree heat. And people, laborers, they are working outside. In the hot sun. But they are roza. They wake up in the morning, for sehri, and they make the niyat, knowing full well that it's summer, it's long days, hot, I'm going to be working outside. So they make the niyat, Ya Allah, I'm fasting for your pleasure. So we sitting inside with fan, with air con, everything, and it's hot. They're working outside, manual labor, difficult work. And they are also fasting. How are they managing? Allah Ta'ala makes it asan for them. Allah makes it easy for them. When they make the niyat, Ya Allah, I'm fasting for you. Allah makes it easy. Allah makes them manage. We can't think how they're managing. So this eating less in Ramadan Sharif, what happens? The eating times are altered. So immediately there is a change. So you don't eat the whole day. So this eating less comes into play. And if you really fast properly, meaning you're not gluttonous after that iftar time and sehri time, you're eating like there's no tomorrow, then now the time is out now. Just carry on eating one way. What's going to happen whole day? If you're not like that, and you do eat less, then there's a different nuraniyat, a different ruhaniyat that comes. Hazrat used to say, he say, eat stomach full. Eat stomach full. In other words, eat till you are satiated. Don't try to fill your eyes. So fill your stomach, don't fill your eyes. The eyes is such, the holes of the eyes, nothing fills it. More things come, more things you want to eat.
So this qillat-e ta'am takes place. Then the second thing is qillat-e manam, sleepless. Now in Ramadan Sharif, you have to sleep less. A person has to wake up earlier, even if he's a tahajjud guzar, but now he has to cater, he has to allow time for tahajjud plus sehri. Normally he's only making tahajjud. Now he has to make tahajjud plus sehri. So he has to allow some time for the sehri, he has to wake up earlier. Then if he is a person, he knows that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like masjid and chit-chat and all that after Isha. So after Isha, he winds down and he goes to bed. But now he has to read Taraweeh. Now he's reading Taraweeh. Then after that, he wants to exert himself in some other ibadat. So there too, the time gets cut. So his sleeping also gets less. So this too is achieved. The qillat-e manam. Then, qillat-e kalam. Must speak less. So if a person is fasting in the true sense of the word, right? Now he knows it's the month of the Quran Sharif. So most of his free time he's reading Quran Sharif. When he's tired, he's making dhikrullah, he's making dua. He reminds himself, I'm fasting, right? So he got no time for chit-chat, even permissible talks. But not necessary. He leaves that out too. And sometimes even certain necessary things too, he leaves it. If it's not so urgent, he said, we'll postpone it for later now. Leave it. It's Ramadan now. Leave it out. We'll worry about it after Ramadan Sharif. There's no question of the person going into haram conversation. Futile talks are out. Unnecessary talk is out. Because I'm roza, I'm fasting, I must turn to Allah Ta'ala. Every moment is precious, the sawab is multiplied. I need to make tilawat, I need to make azkar, I need to make dua. I got no time for chit-chat. So this qillat-e kalam takes place. And then qillat-e ikhtilat ma'al anam. That now, I don't associate too much with people. I have to come for salah with jamaat. There are many people there, all that. But I got no time for sitting and having coffee and having a chat and pavement panchayat club and all those things. Parking lot panchayat club. We got no time for all of that. Now the person is moving. After Maghrib, he comes early, he sits to make dua. It's Mubarak time. Then he breaks his roza. After Maghrib, he read his awabin. Now he knows he needs to double up. Go home, supper. Come back, he's be there for Isha, he wants to be early, he wants to read his sunnah, ghair mu'akkada. So he's on the move. He got no time for talking. No time for mixing with people and talking. So these four things, which is prescribed in the khankas, right, in order for a person to become aware of Allah Ta'ala, develop the taqwa, etc. These four things are found in Ramadan Sharif automatically. Automatically is found in Ramadan Sharif. So if a person, he treats this Ramadan Sharif properly, as it ought to be, he disassociates now friends and all this, he got no time for all of that. Games and, no time for all of that. He's just connecting with Allah Ta'ala. Just connecting with Allah Ta'ala. All the time he's just thinking of Allah Ta'ala, connecting with Allah Ta'ala. Then this taqwa will develop through the barakat of the roza, through the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. This person, the taqwa will become second nature to him. It's become part and parcel of his life. So we have to keep roza. The roza is not just staying hungry, just to stay hungry. One non-Muslim lady, she said, no, people are suffering there in Gaza and all that, so now, Ramadan, I'm also fasting. They also have to fast. I want to feel the pain with them. I'm too also fasting. Allah give her iman nidolat. But is she going to get any ruhaniyat out of her fast? No. Because the taqwa is not there. The Allah consciousness is not there. The connection with Allah Ta'ala is not there. So all the time, we must go on overdrive in our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. overdrive. Now is the time you must, there's no such thing as overdoing it. You can't overdo it. Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they could have overdone it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to caution them. We can't overdo nothing. We must push ourselves. You have to rest, you have to eat, all that has to be in its place. But any free time, there's no time for friends and talking and all that. Immerse ourselves in the love for Allah Ta'ala and see how Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Ta'ala will give us. When you get the taste of Allah Ta'ala's love, the mashayikh, they talk about drinking from the goblet of Allah's love. So the drinking is something enjoyable. You're drinking some sarbat, you're drinking something. Today what? The mojitas and mojitos and don't know what and what. So many different things people drink. When you drink something, you drink for enjoyment. So what that when they saying now we're drinking from the goblet of Allah Ta'ala's love. So they are enjoying something. They're enjoying something. Allah Ta'ala will give it to you, give you His love. Once a person gets that, then the whole world and whatever it got, everything just fades away. Fades away. Because you got Allah Ta'ala's love. What Hazrat Shakim Akhtar Sahib said? Khali ke jannat liye hue. Mana ke mir, jannat to dur hai. Say, mir, I have understood that jannat is far. But the one who created jannat is already in Mahat. He's there in Mahat. The one who made jannat is in Mahat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.